right answer, okay, and we have it. There can be only one. It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, Soren Petro, with you. Straight out of the Rally House studios, getting geared up for your college basketball season. Of course you are. Get the Rally House. Nobody rocks all the college apparel you're looking for all the local schools, and I damn well mean all of them, like your Rally House, and of course, one of my home stores, Kansas Sample, over there at 95th and Quivira, the sister store to the Rally Houses. You can get geared up for college basketball, your college football, and of course, the Chiefs, like no other place at Rally House. Petro, Siebel, Fast Talking Rob. Cody Tapp joins us.
I made
to
it.
Play a little There Can Be Only One. We like to have a fourth. It's kind of like golf. It just works better that way. But you're playing injured. You've got a swollen lip. Is this correct?
Hey, that's hard for radio, right? That's throwing off my game a little bit. I do.
What happened?
While leaving the press conference for the new professional basketball team in Kansas City, the KC Buzz.
At Johnny's
down in Power.
Was where the press conference was, but what's the league? It's the one Sharon Collins.
Yeah, the
NAPL. Right?
Yeah, it is. Okay. And so they're going to be in a team together with eight leagues. And so when leaving that press conference, I had turned a corner.
This is down by the P&L.
Yeah. Just walking, pretty normal. Guy gets kind of close, like I'm on the right side next to a wall, right? Typical etiquette, stay on the right side when you're walking. And that guy threw a shoulder into me, so I figured it was a buddy. You know, like how Curtis might see me on the street.
Right.
Like, goof around, right? No, he then asked, not as politely as this, what is wrong with you? Then he punched me in the face. Then he asked what was wrong with me again. I said, I don't think there's anything wrong. And then I just left. Like, okay, well, gotta go.
What's wrong with me is you punched me in the face, dude.
Yeah, what's wrong is now I've been punched in the face.
You were punched in the face
by a complete stranger
moments ago.
Yes.
Was this a large man?
He's probably about my size. Similar size.
So why are you not still kicking his ass?
I figured, my general theory in life is maybe don't get involved with crazy people. And I figured daylight punching at 11 a.m. stinks of crazy, especially a stranger, right? So, you know, we'll punch a stranger at 11 a.m. I'm like, you know what? That guy might be nuts, so I'm just going to avoid it.
Did the guy say, I don't know karate, but I know crazy?
That would have made it even more clear.
Listen.
So be careful of a guy wearing a puffy hooded coat with fur around the edge.
Oh, it's that, you know, you see fur on the hood. You're dealing with crazy.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. I think you had two choices. It's like I said, it's show him what real crazy is and, you know,
go above his level,
get medieval on that guy, or you go down, call an ambulance and start calling workman's comp. I mean,
get a couple weeks off.
There's no in between here. I mean, you've got to benefit one way or another. Either it's time to take out some frustration and aggression, or it's time to get paid, get a paid vacation. You missed a golden opportunity there. Either way,
I should have just.
Your lip is swollen.
Yeah, no, it feels that way.
You're not making this up. You got punched to the face.
Yes, I got, like, literally right before I drove here, a random person punched me in the face. By the way, it's been 15, 16 years since I've been punched in the face. It's been a while.
So did you report this individual to the police?
Because
I'm sure they'd drop everything and come running for you.
Yeah, I'm in the process of doing it. I was trying to secure some video through Kansas City Power and Light.
Okay.
So, yes, that I had to come here first. So I figured priority one, get on the radio. Priority two, figure out my assault.
Okay.
You know, hey, wow. I only had to 11:40 to be here. I've got a lifetime to solve this assault.
I love your priorities.
Dun, dun.
If you're curious if I'm the kind of person who will make up an excuse to miss work, clearly not.
You told me a while ago that you always get injured playing sports.
Yes.
I now believe you.
Yeah.
You're the guy who goes by the P&L and gets punched in the face. I mean,
imagine if, like, had this press conference ended 2 minutes earlier, this would have not have been an issue. Like, wow. What weird timing it is.
In the sports talk show world, the people are entertained by two separate yet equally important people. People who do get punched in the face and people who don't.
These are their stories.
Dun, dun.
All right. Well, but you're okay.
I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
That's important.
Plain injury, but I'm good.
Here we go. We'll start off. I think I got to write Cody up here for the scorekeeping purposes, because as we know, the scorekeeping is very important in this. Alex Smith passing touchdown totals this year will be. Cody, you were just punched in the face. We'll let you take first stab at this.
X.
31. 31 is the answer. because he's not going to get a full 10 more than his career high. It's not going to go that high. The numbers will dip back a little bit. But he's getting over 30, which I think is a pretty major accomplishment. If you're asking me, it's not setting records in a Chiefs uniform, touchdown-wise, but 31's a respectable number.
All right, I'll go next, just because it makes it easier for me to track who's first next time. No, you're wrong. He's not getting to 30, because 30
really
would mean that he's got to throw 12 in seven games, right?
Yes.
His career high before this year was what?
23.
23, which means on average he doesn't throw 12 in half a season. So if he reverts back to what he is, then he's going to throw somewhere in his best season in the neighborhood of about 10 more, which would take him to my number, 28. I will give him a new career high, but it's 28. He does not get to 30. Curtis?
I'm going to go, you said?
31.
I'm going to go 32.
Ooh.
Okay, stays.
That's about what he's pacing for.
That is exactly what he's pacing for.
Because I don't think they're going to. The running game does not seem to be coming around, but I don't think they're going to keep throwing the ball. I think they got some nice secondaries, although they got Denver once, but Giants, Jets, Raiders, Chargers. I think they got some teams they can throw the ball against.
Okay.
And I saw I'm going to be the positive guy and say 32.
All right, Rob.
I'm going to say 29. I think he's going to look like he can get over 30, but I think the division, everything's going to be such not in doubt by the last game of the season because they're going to clean up on these bad teams that they're going to not play him against Denver.
Ooh.
And he's going to lose a chance at a couple more. So I'm going to say he stops out at 29.
You're thinking this is like a 13-3, 14-2 season?
I think they're still going to clean up on this bad second half.
So they're going to have the two-seed locked.
They're going to have the West locked, which will be enough for Andy Reid to ice it down, like he did when they had the Colts in the playoff game. And they iced
Were locked out of the one or two.
That's true.
Which I don't think is going to happen.
I think he's going to ice them down.
I don't.
29.
Okay. I mean, I'm not. Obviously, I have 28, so I don't think your 29 is preposterous, but I think your logic is crap. Eric Cosmer plays where next year? I'm going to say the Boston Red Sox.
Are we going in a particular order?
Yes, you're after me.
I think Boston, too. I mean, it's...
It just makes
I'd take
sense.
The field, maybe. I'm not even sure I'd take the field against Boston. To me,
it's Boston or KC.
Yeah, I'm going to say Boston.
You're going to go Boston?
And I think Kansas City is going to actually dedicate themselves to a rebuild and a tank-ish effort, and throwing big money at Hosmer is dumb. So I agree it's Kansas City or Boston, so Boston.
You want to say Yankees, but Moreland is like a cheap option, and I think they are saving their pennies for Bryce Harper, so Boston's the answer. I think it's the – his power – is opposite fuel power, which actually makes sense in Boston. Like, it fits there, even.
And while you listen to us and think all four of us are baseball scouts, we're really not. We're not. I know we give that impression at times, but we're not.
I just see where the ball is hit, and I've seen Fenway Park, and I go, one.
Which
and
is the extent of our scouting ability,
the
way.
Equals
we're now
two.
Tapped out. Yeah, okay. Big 12 does or does not get a team in the playoffs, Curtis?
I'm going to say they will. Because I think Oklahoma is going to run the table, and they're going to sneak in as the four. Someone's falling. Either Alabama or Georgia is going to drop out. Oklahoma's going to pop in there as a four.
All right, Rob?
Nope. The Big 12 title game, that big 13th data point is going to screw them. Two SEC teams, Notre Dame, and an ACC champion, no Big 12.
Cody?
I think the Big 10's got the same problem the Big 12 does. They don't have a team that looks like, that's Wisconsin, the one.
If Wisconsin wins out, they're there.
Yeah, but.
But Penn State and Ohio State are now both two-loss teams, right?
Yes.
And Michigan's a three-loss team, so.
And Oklahoma would get the one-loss edge over them. Plus, Georgia could lose this week. They've got a tough game at Auburn.
Auburn, yep.
So they could dip back out of that race immediately, jumping Oklahoma up.
Yeah, but then they go right back to number one if they beat Alabama in the SEC championship.
I say yes. But I don't feel particularly. And if, by the way, if they lose it, it is in the absolute.
Are you? Who are you putting in there?
Oklahoma.
You're putting.
I think it's going to be OU.
Nobody liking
I think right
TCU.
Now they look like the team that could get there, and their schedule. The Big 12's not some beast this year, right? I mean, the next best team is TCU. People didn't even think they were going to finish in the top five.
No, they were top five.
Were they? I thought they were picked.
They might have been fourth or fifth.
Okay.
But they were up there. Like, K-State was three. It was OU, Oklahoma State, K-State.
So maybe TCU fourth
Texas
or fifth.
TCU were in the four or five slot.
So nobody thought they were winning the Big 12. Like,
right.
It isn't terribly competitive, at least to this point. I think OU gets in.
Well, they were our pick to be the sleeper team because of how many players they had coming back.
Well, I'll say my plan is contingent upon
Why are
one
you
of the
talking?
SEC
You've already given
teams
yours.
Dropping.
No, there's no contingency.
I'd feel better if there were.
No.
Not a contingency.
No.
I'm saying my pick was planning that one of the SEC teams would fall out. I'd feel better if one of them was one of them was four.
The game? Because everybody thinks they're getting two in. That's part of the reason for having the question.
Right. But I think one of them, I feel better about one of them falling out if one of them was not. They weren't both 1-2, but I still think one will.
The question is moot. It's the Big 12. Of course they're not. Everything that can go wrong goes wrong. Way over analysis there. No, I absolutely agree. The rematch will be the other one winning, and they will screw themselves out of a spot because they don't know what they're doing ever at the top of this league. Adrian Peterson finishes where on the all-time NFL rushing list when his career is over? He is 14th right now at 12,000. This is after, what, 21 carries for 29 yards last night. Yeah, a big game for Arizona that first time. Oh, he's back. Here he goes. 12,171 he's at, 14th all-time. Give you an idea. Marcus Allen is 70 yards. Edgerrin James, roughly 70 yards. Marshall Faulk, about 100 yards in front of him. Jim Brown is only about 130 yards. Tony Dorsett is 600-ish yards at number 9. Eric Dickerson's the first guy to be more than 1,000 yards away at number 8 at 13,259. Frank Gore, 13,5. Bettis, 13,7. Tomlinson, 13,7. Where does Adrian Peterson finish? We are to Rob.
He'll finish outside the top 10. I think he's washed. I think he has had one really good game because no one believed he could actually do it again, but I think he's washed. He'll finish outside the top 10.
So number?
12.
Okay.
Something. He won't get in the top 10. I was doing it by where he finished in the total rankings.
Okay.
I think he finishes 10th. And I think he finishes 10th because he still likes playing. And some team will just keep – he strikes me as the kind of guy that would, like, play half a season for the Browns just to keep playing. So 10th. I don't think he gets a full 1,000 yards because I don't think he's that back anymore. I don't think he's getting above Dorsett if he's 960 in front of him. But I definitely think he'll scrape out the couple hundred yards he needs to get to 10th and be in the top 10 all time.
He is 550 yards away from ninth. That's the one he does. That he's got to really go. He's over 1,000 yards away, about 1,080 away from getting to Eric Dickerson. If he gets to Dickerson, if he would have a big finish, then he's probably gonna hang in there for Bettis at 13,600. But I think the answer is ninth. I think he grinds away to get by Tony Dorsett, no matter what it takes, and then he's done.
Yeah, I agree. That's the biggest little pocket there for him to slip into is ninth. I don't think he has 1,000 left, but. Less than 600, he can get to that.
All-time rushing leaders, Emmitt Smith at 18,355. Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, Curtis Martin, LT, Bettis, Gore, Dickerson, then the ones we mentioned. So that's where we're at now. Kareem Hunt finishes 17 with how many yards rushing? Right now, Kareem Hunt is sitting at 800 yards on the season, leading the NFL. I am going to bring him home with...
Should be me first?
No.
I don't care.
Oh, it's you. It is you. Yes, go ahead.
1,250.
Okay.
I think that he's not going to – he's a little bit past the halfway part of the season. I think they'll continue to utilize him. I think he's got a couple more 100-yard games, but teams are clearly just completely focused on it. So I think they'll open up the pass game. But 1,250 is about where I think he lands.
I'll go 1,300. Go a little bit more than you. Curtis?
I'm going to go 1,200.
Okay. Slowing things down. Slow continues. All right, Rob?
1,100.
Oh,
wow. Wow.
Over his last
left?
Four games, he's had about 150 total yards, and his carries are dipping. I think that trend continues because they're going to, again, try to get him ready for the playoffs. So I don't think he's going to be the workhorse down the stretch. I will take 1,100 yards for Kareem Hunt.
Lonzo Ball will or won't shoot 35% from the field this year. He is shooting 2. And Charles Barkley, at halftime of his games, is ducking to the right, to the left, to the right. To the left, and when asked, what are you doing, he said, Lonzo Ball's shooting. I'm trying to duck from these bricks. Awesome. The feud continues. It was great last night. Does he shoot 35%? And I will tell you, no, he doesn't. And that is awful. That is freaking awful. Curtis?
As a Laker fan, I like some of the young talent, but I don't like how he fits in that. I don't think he's helping right now, and I'm going to say he does not get to that number.
Rob?
No chance.
No chance.
That shot's broke.
Did you see that still shot of his jump shot with, like, his elbow out, and I think his hands, one hand is maybe touching the ball, and the other one's on the side? You're like,
oh, it's atrocious.
Oh my, Like, it looks like me chucking up shots.
Barkley never misses an opportunity. Did you see when he was doing the impression of a shot? Oh, my God. He never misses.
There's no way. When you shoot like that in the NBA, no way you'll shoot 35%. I might take under the 29% he's shooting now.
Listen, 292. I've never seen an NBA guy shoot below 30%. And no joke, he's got a shot because they're just now starting to be like, oh, now we know what he does. It is awful.